Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Jodie Wilmer from Travellers Aid. Thanks so much for joining us, Jodie.
Thanks for the opportunity, Amy.
I wanted to talk to you about Travellers Aid and your role within the community. Can you tell me and the listeners a bit about what Travellers Aid does and how it came about?
Absolutely. Well, it started in 1916. Obviously, I wasn't around when it first started, but it was started by a range of women's organisations who came together to help women and young children who were arriving in Melbourne at Station Pier. The women came together from a range of different backgrounds to welcome women and help give them opportunities to find safe accommodation, appropriate employment, and help them settle in here in Melbourne. And over the years, the services have evolved and changed as the needs of the community have changed. In 1989, there was a service opened for people with disabilities. It was called then the Travellers Aid Disability Access Service. It's now a service that it was then provided out of a need because a lot of people with disabilities were living in supported accommodation and were being more independent in the community and needed more support to do some things like go to the bathroom, meals assistance and communication needs. And Travellers Aid had a cafe then, and the cafe staff were sort of helping people and supporting people, but they needed to develop more specific service to meet people's needs better. So, you know, 30 years later, that service is still going really strong, and there's lots of people with disabilities who use it every day.
Yes, indeed, and I am one of those people, and I think Travellers Aid is an integral service in that respect because there's a lot of things that I guess people take for granted, but when you're not able to assist yourself in the way that, say, a lot of people are, having the ability to then get some meal assistance or some personal care assistance is pretty crucial in enabling many, many people within our community to then go on and access the community further, be it with education or work or any other number of areas. So I think it's become an integral part of the disability community in Melbourne as well as the travelling community.
I think you're right, absolutely. I had some recent discussions with some people in Sydney about Travellers Aid services, and one person actually said, it's pretty appalling we don't have your services here. And I think it says a lot to me about Melbourne and Victoria as a civic society, having services like Travellers Aid that actually provide support, not to help people necessarily, and I say help in inverted commas, to enable people, as you say, to participate in whatever it is they want to do. We know for a fact that there are over 7,000 hours worth of personal care that's supported Travellers Aid clients, and being able to be independent, make choices about going out for drinks with friends and not having to worry and ask friends to assist is really important from a dignity point of view.
Absolutely.
And also for people's independence, our facilities at Flinders Street and Southern Cross Station have an accessible bathroom, adult change table, track mounted hoist and baby change facilities, and all of Travellers Aid staff in the front line are trained as personal carers as well. So people can either pop in, do things independently, or if they have a carer with them, or if they need help, they can just somebody else can give them a hand.
So in order to access these services, do people have to pay?
No, the Travellers Aid Access Service is funded under the Department of Health with a contribution from Public Transport Victoria, so there's no fee charged for those. And in fact, most of our services are subsidised or free. We also provide a program called Travel Related Emergency Relief. This might be of particular interest to listeners here at Joy. When homosexuality was illegal, Travellers Aid helped a lot of people who were discharged from prison who were ostracised from their families and helped them with transport fares to get back to places of safety and support. Fortunately, we're a lot more progressive society now, and the rights and entitlements of gay, lesbian, transgender, intersex and bisexual people are a lot more prevalent in Australia. But the Emergency Relief Service now continues to support people in a crisis and emergency, and there's about 12,000 instances of service that we provided last year to about 5,000 people, and without Travellers Aid providing that vital support, there would be all of those people stranded, not being able to get to places of safety, flee family violence, or be at risk of homelessness.
Yeah, absolutely. So it seems that Travellers Aid not only plays a role within the disability community, but the wider community in general, and not just those who are travelling, but those who are most vulnerable within our community.
I think you've described it well. Transport disadvantage impacts on all aspects of people's life, and if you can't afford it, if you can't access it, if it's not available and if it's not appropriate, people can't get around to do what they need to do. So, you know, access to transport is one of the top 10 social determinants of health, and Travellers Aid plays a really key role in the community services sector as well as transport and tourism to enable people to get from A to B safely.
Are Travellers Aid just based in Melbourne, or do you have more services available?
We have two locations in Melbourne CBD: Flinders Street Station in the ticketed barrier area between Platform 9 and 10 on the concourse, and a location at Southern Cross Station, which is under the Bourke Street Bridge opposite the luggage hall. We also offer a buggy service at that location where people with mobility needs or disabilities or people who are frail age can pre-book that. We can help them with get from A to B throughout the station. We also have our medical companion service. Now, that is where we have trained volunteers who can support people to travel to appointments. The majority of people who use that service are from regional Victoria. It's about 800 people a year. And although people from metropolitan Melbourne are eligible too. We've got two pilots underway at the moment. One is in Wodonga, one in Wangaratta. And these are short pilots for 12 months. We worked with the local communities to find out what they needed, and we've tailored our services to meet those needs in partnership with Community Accessibility Incorporated. And they're from Northeast Victoria. Mm-hmm. And so we've got volunteers and staff there working to assist people, and the feedback we're getting is really fantastic. And it's also providing a bit of a feeder to our Melbourne services for people who are coming from the country to Melbourne too.
Absolutely. I would imagine there would be lots of people in regional parts of Victoria who'd be happy to use the service all the way through.
Absolutely. I think too, for a lot of people who aren't familiar with public transport or their circumstances change, they might be transitioning from driving to non-driving, or, you know, they might have a vision impairment, or things change in the transport system, and some people can find it quite overwhelming. So part of what Travellers Aid does is help build transport confidence for people to get around and do the things they need to do.
Yeah, which is great, because if you've got mobility or, as you said, sensory issues, then it's a whole new set of circumstances that you have to deal with, and it can be quite intimidating until you get your bearings and learn how to navigate the system. Is there opportunities for those in the community to volunteer within Travellers Aid?
Yeah, Travellers Aid has a range of volunteer opportunities that are published on our website, which is travellersaid.org.au. We have a range of options, including our medical companion service, so that's where volunteers accompany people on public transport. That's particularly good for people who know their way around Melbourne very well and like to meet people. We've got people of all ages and all abilities who provide volunteer time to do that. Like Joy, being a community organisation, volunteers are the lifeblood of our organisation, so we always are interested to hear from people who've got specialist skills who like to contribute, and often we'll tailor projects to suit their needs. And we also have training opportunities. We do require people to have a Working with Children check and a police check and undergo our induction to make sure that they're being able to provide the services in a safe and competent way.
What are your opening hours generally?
At Travellers Aid at Southern Cross Station, we're open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for people to think about if they miss their train and they want somewhere safe and comfortable to wait. We've got internet facilities and showers and things there. We also, at Flinders Street Station, we're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's Sunday through to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Friday and Saturday night, we're open later till 10 p.m. So that's helpful as well if people are going to the Arts Centre or seeing a show or out for drinks and they need some additional support. We've got the safe facilities there and staff who are personal care qualified to support people with disabilities as well.
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.